Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Morgan, I called the day before yesterday, and there was a charge on there that I did not make, and they took it off. But who is this from? How do I get information? How did they get my information to charge it? Is it a, what is this? It's greater technology trends.
So the number you're calling is a third-party call center represent for more than one company. I could try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Okay.
Your zip code and first and last name?
36695. The first name is Margie Hester. Well, it was charged to my bank statement. And she said they would remove it, which they did. But I'm just wondering, how do they get your numbers? What is this?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, how do they get your number? And what is this company?
We're a third-party call center. Could you spell your last name?
H-E-S-T-E-R, Margie is the first name.
Yes, I mean, I do see an account for Margie. Could you verify your mailing address?
2220 Cresting Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36695. I don't have an account. Why would you say that?
Because there's an account for Margie Hester.
Well, you need to undo it because I never ordered anything from y'all, don't want anything from you, don't even know what it is.
Do you recall trying to claim a KitchenAid mixer?
Well, she told me that the other day that it was $2 that I was supposed to get it for $2. I did say $2.
You would have had to be enrolled in our app called Bites Hub. That's a contest entry. This account was canceled and refunded June 3rd.
Yes, I know. So it was canceled, and you're not going to charge me no more, right?
That's correct. It was canceled and refunded June 3rd.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
You too.